This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. This year, AREG is pleased to be once again involved with the International Space University's Southern Hemisphere Space Studies program. As in previous years, AREG will be launching a high-altitude weather balloon as part of the program. This year, the launch will be from Taylor's Winery, located near Auburn in the southern Clare Valley region. Launch is currently scheduled for 12:45 p.m. on Saturday the 25th of January, next weekend. Amateur radio operators across the state are invited to participate in the flight through the reception of telemetry from the numerous payloads that will be carried underneath the balloon. All you need is a 70cm SSB receiver and an interface to your computer. The rest is just software. We will also be launching our usual WENET imagery payloads, which will provide live imagery throughout the flight. For more information on how to track the flight and how to help receive telemetry, visit the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, next Friday night is the first technical night for 2020. And if you've ever wanted to have a nice portable antenna for 2 metres that you could take out and about and sling up in a hurry, well, come along next Friday night. Because Des, VK5LEA, will be taking us through how to construct a J-pole for 2 metres. Now, we have done this before, and it's a very good antenna, and it can be constructed on the night and tested and be ready for action by the end of the meeting. So you'll need to bring along a few tools, you know, a soldering iron and whatever else, and construct a J-pole next Friday night. So it should be a very informative and useful night, and at the end of it, you'll have a nice J-pole antenna for 2 metres. Now, this month has got Fry Fridays in it, and yeah, you guessed it, that means the fifth Friday night dinner. So Sir Lunchalot is out and about right now, picking out a suitable venue, and we'll let you know in good time where we'll be going out for feasting and fraternisation. So stay tuned for the location of the fifth Friday night dinner. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all this week's news from the Southeast Radio Group. As reported last week, John, VK5DJ, has now found and fixed the bug in the software for the repeater links at Narracourt, so all should be well there for a while. The new antenna will, hopefully, be put in place very shortly, as we only need a date for the crane and a climber to get this task completed. We had a power failure at Mount Benson last week, which put the Kingston Southeast repeater off the air for a while, much to the frustration of Phil, VK4BVM, who was holidaying near Kingston and was unable to get on the air except on simplex to Tony, VK5ZAI, who of course is a resident of Kingston. All good now, though. We had have a very interesting outing coming up for our activity night on the 7th of February. Thanks to Treasurer Andrew, VK5VKC, we have a tour of the World War II communications bunker organised. This bunker is located a few kilometres to the east of the existing Mount Gambier Airport, which was an Air Force base during the war. This should be a very interesting outing, especially as we will have an excellent tour guide in Bob Sando, who is well versed in the history of the place. Bob is a former president of the local RSL. Also in February, on Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th, to be precise, we will be providing the communications for the Twin Peaks Hill Climb, which has become a regular fixture at Port Macdonald. Run over two separate courses linked together by the pit area, this is always a fun event to be involved with, and no doubt this year will be no different. The competition is always intense, and excursions into the scrub happen on occasion. Bent Pride and Car usually results from these escapades. By the time you are hearing this, we will have had our first business meeting for 2020, and it will have been a busy one, with nearly 2 months of correspondence in and out, plus a fair bit of general business to discuss, debate and sort out. Hopefully 2020 will be a great year for our group, and we hope that this also applies to you and your club as well. That brings us up to date for this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Well, we have come to the end of the Christmas and New Year break. On Wednesday the 15th last, a few of us got together for an informal chinwag and a bit of socialising. We decided that on the fifth Wednesday, on the 29th of January, we will get together at the Midway Tavern, Midway and Yorktown Roads corner, for a social evening with members and partners. We meet at 6 p.m. On Wednesday the 5th of February, we will have the AGM and the GM meetings to start off the new year. Financial members are invited to nominate for committee positions. Tim VK5ZT will be pleased to accept your renewal subs. Once again, I ask that any member of the callback roster who wishes to step down, please advise me by email on vk5mak@wia.org.au prior to the AGM on the 5th of February. The same applies to any member who would like to join the roster. I would like to hear from any member information, ideas or news for inclusion on the VK5 news slot. I also thank John Paul, VK5FPKR, for stepping up and joining me on presenting the EARC news segment. It is much appreciated. To those participating in the UHF-VHF contest this weekend, we hope you have a successful logbook entry. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members most welcome, 73s, and welcome back. Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. There will not be any general meetings in January, but it will be business as usual with the Blackwood RSL lunches on the 2nd and 4th Fridays. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. The dates will be the 24th of January and the 14th and 28th of February. Shack mornings start again in January, and the next shack morning will be on the 25th, followed by the 8th and the 15th of February 2020. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. We're looking for ideas for technical sessions for the four Saturdays at the shack, and of course volunteers to present these sessions. If you have any suggestions, please email me. I'm filling out the 2020 calendar now. By now, some of you will be getting ready to head for the Marion RSL for the AHARS picnic. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. The meal will be served from 12 noon. Bring chairs and picnic tables, as we should be sitting outside under the trees. The menu being prepared by the volunteers at the Marion RSL will be marinated steak, sausages and hamburgers with the following salads: Greek coleslaw, potato and ham, curried rice, bread and butter. Those attending are to supply a dessert, so please bring a dessert to share. Remember that under the rules of the beverage licence, you cannot supply your own drinks, but we have a well-stocked bar and the prices are most reasonable. While I'm talking about finances, your subs for 2020 are due at or before the February AGM. The cost of membership is still $20 if paid before the end of March. After that date, it will be $25. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.